It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Some restrictions on public life in Colorado are easing up a bit today. The statewide stay-at-home order officially ends. That means elective medical and dental procedures will be allowed, along with curbside retail and real estate showings, although under tight rules. Many counties chose to maintain stricter rules, and most of Metro Denver is still under a stay-at-home order, at least until May 8th. As Colorado looks to allow some health procedures, industry leaders and medical providers want to make sure the state doesn't face shortages of protective gear or medications. Last month, to limit the spread of COVID-19, the governor ordered the postponement or cancellation of all non-essential medical services and elective surgeries and procedures. Now the state is considering lifting those restrictions. Dr. David Markinson from the Colorado Medical Society urges a cautious approach to make sure there are enough supplies for private practices, long-term care facilities, and hospitals.
Obviously, a staged return to procedures is appropriate. We do have to think about resources.
Some medical providers who joined a call Sunday with the governor's emergency epidemic response team worry that moving too fast could lead to a surge in cases that could overwhelm hospitals. Mountain towns across Colorado are still trying to curb the number of visitors coming to hike and ski because of coronavirus concerns. Gunnison and Chaffee counties issued a public order banning tourists and non-residents from visiting until further notice. Clear Creek County took it a step further and closed roads for non-residents. Susan Lilly is the public information officer for San Miguel County that has a similar public health order, barring both non-residents and people who have second homes there.
Yes, you have a right to come if you're, say, a second homeowner, but you will be under public health orders to quarantine for 14 days if you come.
Colorado has had more than 12,000 COVID-19 cases and more than 670 deaths. This is CPR News.